From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Hurricane Matthew is pounding the Bahamas and threatening the U.S. coast. It is expected to hit Florida and then move up the eastern U.S. coast to Georgia and South Carolina. The National Hurricane Center has warned that the extremely dangerous storm could have potentially disastrous impact. The government of Haiti has announced the death toll from Matthew has risen past 260. The World Bank said it is in the process of allocating funds to help with relief efforts in Haiti and has a team of workers there. Matthew is the strongest hurricane to tear through the Atlantic Ocean and the Caribbean Sea since Hurricane Felix in 2007. The U.S. Security Council, UN Security Council, formally confirmed Portugal's Antonio Guterres Thursday as the UN's next Secretary General. Margaret Bashir reports.
In a rare show of unity, the 15 UN Security Council members coalesced around the 67-year-old former prime minister and former head of the UN Refugee Agency, unanimously endorsing him to lead the organization when Ban Ki-moon's term expires at the end of this year. Next week, the UN General Assembly is expected to give his appointment the final approval. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
The United Nations Special Envoy for Syria says eastern Aleppo could be totally destroyed by the end of the year due to the military assault on the city. Stefan de Mistura says there are some 275,000 civilians besieged there. The Pentagon has confirmed the death of Abu al-Faraj al-Masri, a prominent al-Qaeda leader who was targeted earlier this week in a coalition airstrike in Syria. This is VOA News.